This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is spending the holidays at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida amid uncertainty about his impeachment trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more from the White House.
While it's expected to be sunny at his Florida resort, plans for the trial remain cloudy here in Washington. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are at an impasse over procedures and perhaps new witnesses. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi so far is refusing to send the Senate the actual articles of impeachment.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
McConnell hosted the president's defense team for a walkthrough in the Senate chamber, where the president's eventually expected to be acquitted on both charges. Before leaving here, the president mocked one of the accusations against him, tweeting, "Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her?" Sagar Magani at the White House.
Earlier Friday, President Trump blasted a Christian magazine that had called him immoral and said that he should be removed from office. We get details from AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
The magazine's editor-in-chief published an argument for Trump's removal on Thursday, citing his black and moral record. Trump tweeted Friday morning that the magazine Christianity Today is a far-left publication which has been doing poorly. Some of Trump's strongest evangelical supporters rallied to his side and against the magazine. Their pushback underscored the political value of Trump's hold on the evangelical Christian voting bloc that helped propel him into office. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Wall Street hit record highs on Friday, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. Some statements by the president about North Korea, Hong Kong, and the trade deals with China helped push stocks higher. This is VOA News.